I had also started doing consulting and coaching in leading change with church and nonprofit leaders. On one particular day, I was stunned when three of my colleagues all resigned from their churches. There were no affairs or scandals or renunciations of faith, just three good servants all throwing in the towel, overwhelmed by the task in front of them. The circumstances were as different as the pastors themselves, but there was one thing they all had in common. Their churches were struggling because so many of the approaches and assumptions of the past were no longer working. The pastors hadn't changed their beliefs. The churches hadn't changed their values. The world around them had changed, and it was continuing to do so at an even more rapid pace. In one generation, the place of Christianity within culture dramatically shifted as we experienced what theologians and sociologists of religion call the death of Christendom. Christendom isn't Christian faith. Christendom is the culture that supports Christian faith, giving Christianity privilege, priority, and place in our society. Christendom was the Los Angeles Times publishing a week's worth of Bible readings in 1963, and thousands of small towns being developed with a library, courthouse, and the first church of whoever got there first.